prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is 4 May 2022, and it is Wednesday night, of course. And don't forget, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in the office tomorrow. Hopefully take phone calls all day long. You can place orders or just chat if you want to. Share your thoughts, ask for prayer requests, whatever you want tomorrow, folks. I want to be here for you if at all possible, and I do mean that. So join us tomorrow if you like. If you like, if you want to place orders for the book I've been advertising or the two DVDs I recommend now highly. The one Phil Hulock just finished this past Saturday. The one I did a couple weeks ago on the Beast of Mark and the Great Reset. But I cannot tell you, my friends, how quickly things are falling into place. Matter of fact, this coming weekend, I'm going to be doing current events again, going to Bible study again. And I may have to go into another lesson on prophecy again to show what's happening in more detail. We're seeing prophecy being fulfilled. Revelation 6 coming about. Revelation 13 is coming about. It's all being fulfilled right now at a record-breaking pace. Truly is. When you join us this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. to start off our Bible study with our praise reports and a prayer request, you can join us by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and clicking on live stream. And that will be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. Or you can listen on the phone if you want to call 339-209-5013. We hope you'll join us one way or the other, folks. Getting more people join us all the time, and I do really enjoy that so much. It's just a blessing to have folks out there that actually care enough to come and join us in Bible study and share their thoughts. It's just a blessing to us. Don't forget, we're still offering, of course, the two Bible studies I mentioned in the book, folks. I think everyone should read The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. About 120 pages long, $15 delivered. And the one Daryl mentioned last night, I haven't mentioned for a while, that we have a 411-page book that's very, very well done. My mind's going blank on the title of it. But the grand Conspiracy Exposed. Folks, it's a huge book. I was blessed to get them at a really, really, really good deal. They're $10 delivered. It's a powerful book that will tell you that, believe it or not, as I mentioned last night, where Washington D.C. now sits, the land that was once called Rome, and it was owned by a guy named Pope. No, and that's not a coincidence, folks, not at all. But it's available for $10. If you want it, just call tomorrow. If you want to order the Strauss Heart Drops or the Vitamin Toothpaste and Mouthwash, give us a call tomorrow at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448 if you want to join us by phone. And I hope you'll join us. I truly mean, I mean, if you want to call us tomorrow in the office, I hope you'll call tomorrow and say hi to us. I really mean that. You know, I've been really blessed over the last several weeks having some excellent guests in this program. I've been blessed. I really have. I mean, that's tonight we had Jonathan Condon. What a powerful program. Tonight we're blessed to have with us again James McCanny, always a powerhouse of information. Next week we're going to have guests on, including Dr. Judy Mikovits, who has finally totally concluded and agreed with the chiropractor, I can't remember his name, that said that the jab had snake venom in it, and she agrees completely. And we'll discuss that next week with Dr. Judy Mikovits, which will be Wednesday night. We got a lot coming on, folks. A lot of things to talk about. So please stay in tune with us. And if you can help us keep the news going out with a donation or purchasing something from us, we'd appreciate that also. We got to pay the bills. That's all there is to it. Now let's go to our guest, Mr. James McCanny. He's on my program usually about once a month because his information is so valuable. And he offers something we can't find anymore with Berkey. He offers Berkey filters that will work in Berkey water filters and actually do a better job because you don't need two kinds of filters to do one job. One type of filter will do both things that Berkey takes two to do with the Berkey. So they're available when you want them. We'll discuss that in a little bit. But Jane McCanny, you there?
Hi, Pastor Butch. Yes, I am. Thank you.
It is so good to have you, my friend. I do mean that. Thank you for taking time to join us. I know you're up to your eyeballs and everything, as most people are that are trying to get the word out. You know, James, sometimes I get almost lightheaded with all the information coming through. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on in the world and in our country. I just covered today on Melody Sheeran's broadcast what's going on with the food and the price of food, the scarcity of food. Worldwide, but I live in America. Here, I'm talking about the first time maybe in our country we're going to see people actually not be able to afford to buy food. And some years ago, I was talking to a gentleman, I can't remember who it was, maybe Lindsay Williams, who said it could happen soon that there could be food on the shelves, but you're not going to be able to afford to buy it. And we're certainly seeing that happen. Not only a scarcity of some foods, but the price is getting so high. I mean, eggs are $4 a dozen. I mean, unheard of prices. It just keeps going up and up and up. And according to articles I have, of course, this was done on purpose. We know it was. I mean, all of a sudden we have, what, a couple dozen warehouses and processing plants that produce our food being burned or burned down or blowing up. I mean, this is not by chance, is it?
No. This is the Communist Manifesto at work. You see, all of the things that are going on, and like the new Truth Czar in Washington, this woman who's just bat crazy, you know, in charge of what you can say or what's truth and what's not and what can be banned and people that potentially could be arrested for saying things. This is all part of the Communist Manifesto. Back in the 1930s, this was done in the Ukraine. And, you know, where they starved millions of people. They moved people off the farms who were working the farms. That's going on. You have big contractors coming in, buying up all of this farmland, et cetera, and owning it and the right to produce food and then actually blocking food production, blocking the food from getting to market. And eventually what they did is they would have like a food card. Government issued, and if you were a good party member, then you got to have a food card, and sometimes you would have to turn in a neighbor or do something to prove your loyalty to the party to get your food card so you could buy food. So all of this is on the way. A lot of it is already here.
Well, I want to share something here that I mentioned that brief last night on the program that's already in place in this country, and when I found this, I was kind of I shouldn't say shocked, but maybe taken somewhat aback that they're actually gone this far in control of the food and the people. And I'm trying to find it very quickly. And by the way, that they're now trying to. This is a bill introduced by Dick Durbin and another gentleman, Mac Braun, that will threaten to put people in jail who produce supplements. If they don't do it just the way they tell them to do it, they're going to be in jail and fined $10,000 maybe. So it's just amazing how this has all come together. Just like you said it years ago, I've said it years ago, it's really starting to happen. I'm trying to find the articles. I do want to share that if I can find. By the way, BlackRock and Vanguard own the majority of food suppliers in this country. I mean, they even own the railroad that delivers most of the fertilizer to the farmers. I mean, this is unbelievable. They own a huge part of this food supply in this country. And before I get to the article,
not
I'm
only
show
that,
that
but
go ahead.
Not only that, but they own almost all businesses. If you follow them back,
they do. They
you know,
do.
In all of the big businesses, they go through, say, Coca-Cola or Nestle's. These companies, then they all go back to Vanguard and BlackRock.
They do, and that is absolutely true. I mean, the biggest producers. But here's something Aldous Huxley said. I want to share tonight, and I want then I'll have to let you comment while I find something else. Aldous Huxley said there will be in the next generation or so a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak. Producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will in fact have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution. Well, you know already that Klaus Schwab said that we would have owned nothing but 2030 and be happy that we didn't own anything. So how much clearer can that make it? I mean, he came out and said it, back in the 1950s, 60s? So there you go. We're seeing it happen.
I think that I was thinking about this today, that you look at the things that are going on that are so absurd and you go, how can people agree with this? How can people fall for this? And I think really what's going on is people's ability to think has simply been diminished to the point where they don't even, you know, they can, as I said, if you can go to the bathroom, use a credit card, and find your way to bed at night, you're good to go in this world we live in today. Those are almost the three main requirements of life. And above and beyond that, thinking is not one of the functions that they're taught or developed.
No.
And so I think that people are simply to the point where they don't even know. All they can remember is a few facts. You find things that are totally contradictory, like the idea that men can be in women's sports. Yet today, the same people are saying that, no, a woman has a distinct right to control her body. Well, no matter which side of this thing you're on, that's a contradiction. Because the definition of woman is different depending on who you apply it to or what case.
Yes.
And so the contradictions are so blatant. But people aren't aware of it. You know, they'll say one thing, and this is what they call wokeism. Woke people, they've simply lost the ability to think and reason. And that's, you know, so when you try and talk to these people, they're not there. You'd be better off talking to the wind.
You know, that's a sad thing to say, but it's very true. This article I want to read to you come out of the Activist Post. I'm just going to read one sentence to you. The article's entitled, New Controlled Food System is Now in Place, and They Will Stop at Nothing to Accelerate Their Control. Now, this is just one sentence on this article of the Activist Post. While a rash of fires suddenly destroy food processing, meat, and fertilizer plants, during the time where farmers are hurting and supply chain issues are kicking in, and now listen to this, this is something, James, an entire traceable food infrastructure system has already been built in multiple cities to make its way across the globe. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's, you control food, water, and, of course, air, the control of air by way of climate change control. So the things that you need on a daily basis are controlled and owned. And so, and then electricity also is, you know, without electricity, nothing moves in this country. So the price of energy is going up, doubling, tripling, quadrupling, and it's going to go up a lot more in the near future. It's slower in the United States than it is in, say, Japan and, say, Europe, where they're already just being buried in debt to provide energy, you know, and they economies are failing, and it's you know, the, with the whole COVID thing going away, which, by the way, you don't even hear about anymore. It's like you hardly hear about it, and all of a sudden there's a new thing in place. But it's all aimed at destroying the economy, so the small businesses. There are countries where small businesses still operate, but the United States is not one of them. And as you were saying, all the businesses are owned by two entities, two corporate entities. And small businesses have a hard time operating because they can't compete. With Amazon getting almost free shipping, how can a small corporation exist and then have to pay a large amount for shipping for the same products?
Well, we're seeing more and more control taken out of people's hands, even out of farmers' hands. And that's something that people have a hard time understanding, because they don't understand what's going on. There's no way really you can understand what's going on, because it's done on such a large scale, it's worldwide, that it's just mind-boggling. Now, this big pharma is set to control entire food supply. This one sentence says, and as if this wasn't bad enough, the stated goal of this new Franken-food industry is to make all food traceable, and that means coding it all in nanotech. Now, I'm going to back up a minute with another article of what they've developed to do this with, and people have a hard time believing this, but folks, I wish I could make this up just out of my imagination, because I'd be rich. I'd write science fiction movies. Floating sensors spread like dandelion seeds. Dropped by a drone, the battery-free devices hover 100 meters in the air. Now, folks, this is for real stuff. The device on board electronics includes sensors, a capacitor to store charge overnight, and a microcontroller to run the system, all containing a flexible circuit showing, and I showed a picture of it here. Dandelions have evolved to disperse their needs seed more than a kilometer in the air. Researchers from University of Michigan want to give sensors that kind of distance in a way that supports agriculture and environmental monitoring applications. Like dandelion seeds, the sensors float in the breeze. Device about 30 times as heavy as a 1 milligram dandelion seed can travel to 100 meters on a windy day. Now, let that just sink in, what they're saying right here, because this is unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. They want to actually put sensors everywhere. Said this technology could be useful for all kinds of environmental monitoring applications where you want to spread sensors over a large area. For example, for precision agriculture, environmental monitoring, or climate change, especially remote, hard to reach areas like forests and glaciers. After an important part of this work is we show how we can design the tiny wireless computing and sensing devices with programmable general purpose computing devices. This allows anyone with computer science or engineering background to build on our system and customize the core computing and sensing platform for other applications like wearable sensors, medical implants, and micro robots. They're going to dump sensors out of the air. And could that penetrate our food supply? As a matter of fact, the pharmaceutical companies are going to start growing vegetables themselves with the mRNA vaccine in the lettuce, for example. It's already starting to do that. But now they want to put these little structures, these little computers out in the atmosphere, just dumped out and sprayed over all creation, so to speak. Now, James, how close are we to something really huge coming through here?
Well, the problem is you have scientists, engineers like this at the university where in Michigan, whatever, and they're doing things, and they write these pie-in-the-sky analysis of what it can do, all of these wonderful benefits. But what they don't realize is, what if this system is hacked? What if this system is taken over by people that are not spraying something that they think is beneficial? And even what they're doing, who knows, the idea that something introduced into the environment is beneficial is questionable just on the surface. Who's deciding this? Some guy in a university that never worked a day in his life?
Very well could be. Well, are you seeing this technology grown to the point that they could actually chip us all without us knowing it with nano chips, nanobots? I mean, we could breathe them in, couldn't we?
Yeah, and that's that's one of the issues with the graphene oxide. I think we talked about this before.
Yes, we did.
That
yes.
it's a mechanism where they can introduce this in the water system, and people take it in, and then it goes into your bloodstream, and then it reconnects. All of these nano particles reconnect and build a circuit and antenna inside your body, and they can target certain organs like your brain or your liver or your heart, and then they can send signals in to control people. So the people doing this experimentation are, and I've read these articles, they're in chemical journals, they're in organic chemical peer-reviewed journals, and they always talk about how wonderful this will aid in some new technique for applying medical treatments, etc. But it always gets turned into like a weapon or weaponized.
Yes, yes.
And turned into something nefarious. It always happens, and these idiots that do this under grants from the government have no idea what they're doing. They get their PhD, they get a research grant, and then they put this research out, and they have no idea who's going to use it, where it's going to go, what it's going to do. And but just like you were reading, it makes it sound like all of these wonderful benefits are going to come from this, and it's all hogwash. These people are idiots.
Well, surely anyone with any sense at all can understand how this could tie into what we call the beast system and the Mark the Beast technology, because it isn't hard to see. This is obviously what the plans are. You know, 25, 30 years ago, this wasn't possible. And, you know, people used to wonder, how can all this scripture be fulfilled like it talks about in Revelation 13? Well, we didn't know. We couldn't understand it. We didn't have the technology then. But we do now. And it sounds like science fiction, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, but the technology is there, and it's out of control, and it's in the wrong hands. Right now, it's very clear that most people that are in the know, I mean, I've mentioned this also, it's very doubtful if we're ever going to have another election in this country. If they go to war with Ukraine, and
yes,
all of these other steps that are coming, I mean, there's, you know, they could lock down the United States, and it's not going to be for free. This next movement to try and move towards Ukraine, whether you like it or not, is going to have serious repercussions in the United States, in a country that has never really, apart from Pearl Harbor, has not really had large sections of the population or land area attacked. And that could change very soon.
It is going to change. There's no way at this time that if we go to war with Russia and even probably with China, there's no way that we're going to escape this in this country. No way. We're going to pay, and I mean this sincerely, a hell of a price for arrogance. And unfortunately, I'm convinced that some of the people in this world and in the governments of this world, especially in America and probably some in the UK, want this war. Maybe it is to stop the election this coming year. I don't know. But I have to think in my head that anybody that insane doesn't care about human lives, obviously. And James, they want to reduce the population by 7.5 billion. That'd be a good start, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, at the beginning of any war, if you go back to World War I or World War II or any of the other wars throughout history, they begin with the population cheering, the soldiers are marching down the street in all their bright uniforms, and everybody is like, everybody's in cheering, and it's going off to war, and then the bodies start coming back, and the dead people and the wounded. And then the people, you know, then it's somebody down the street, then it's your own relative. And then all of a sudden people go, wait a minute, I didn't think about this. Well, you know, you didn't think at all. But this time it won't be just body bags coming back from a foreign country. It'll be this country that'll be under
attack. Absolutely. And if, God forbid, if it go to nuclear, we haven't got a chance. I mean, Russia's technology and probably China's too is so far ahead of us right now. We have been playing Sodom and Gomorrah so much that the military had become a bunch of effeminate wimps as a whole. They're not going to be able to defend anybody. And we don't have the technology any longer, because it seems like we've even lost the desire in this country to grow technology to the point that we could have done something maybe to deter some of these things. I do believe Russia alone could kick her butt, but if Russia and China join together, we haven't got a snowball chance, have we?
Well, I'm a physicist. My degree, advanced physics degree, is in nuclear and solid-state physics. So I understand about these technologies, about microcircuits and nuclear weapons and things like that. But in a limited nuclear exchange, the United States would destroy, the U.S. And they're also talking about using EMP to simply break down the electrical system in the U.S. Russia, on the other hand, has been preparing their citizens for decades. And in 6 hours, they can clear out their cities into the... Russia's a very big country. And they can clear out their populations into the countryside overnight, and they would fare very well. The United States has no ability to clear their cities out at all. There's never been any practice of any kind. And so they're basically sitting ducks. And with the infrastructure gone and even a small portion of it, the United States would not be able to recover. And, the idea of starting a land war in Eastern Europe, literally on the border of Asia, is beyond absurd. Anybody that's thinking about that, they simply don't know what they're doing. They don't understand that the U.S. military is trying to move all that equipment there. First of all, they're not going to be able to. And second of all, it'll just escalate and bring the war back here. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
It will. Well, there's this time, and as you said already, America had no place to hide. It's going to come to our front door. And we have become so soft as a people. We've become so arrogant as a people. We've become so self-secure as a people. No one could touch us. We're Americans. That's the same thing Israel did in the Old Testament. Same thing. Become arrogant, a stiff-necked, perverted, turned into Sodom and Gomorrah. And then God had to show them. Well, I don't know why we think we're supposed to be so spatial. In Psalms 106, I think it is, he said he'll take our enemies to punish us with. Of course he will. But the sad part is, in the same chapter, he said, I abhor my heritage. He said, I abhor my inheritance. I abhor my people because of the sin. God said, I hate them because of the sin. And people say, well, that's not God. Yeah, it's God. Read it for yourself. It's just because people want to believe that he's all fuzzy-wuzzy and nothing other than that. They better take another look at the book, folks, because payday is going to be hell. It's going to be hell. Hang on through the break, folks. A lot more to talk about, and your questions, comments, and we'll discuss his water filter systems and next half hour also. Many people already purchased them, and folks, I suggest you remember this to do this as soon as possible. Don't go away. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America. Cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food. Simply by calling Nemana Foods. The best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back and we're talking to Jane McCanny. I tell you what, a wealth of information. He really is. And I love having him on because this man backs up what he said with facts and figures, and he can do that. And folks, if you're going to have integrity, you've got to have some way to support what you're saying. You just can't go out and make false statements and expect people are going to respect you in the future. I've seen it done by too many talk show hosts. And some of them are still on the air. I don't know how. But they make all kinds of false statements and predictions going to happen next week and tomorrow or whatever. And it doesn't happen. But they still keep on doing it and get by with it. Again, I don't know how. But that's neither here nor there. But I, for one, want to be able to back up what I say with the facts and documentation, because if I can't do that, then I can't be trusted for a lot of things, and I don't want that to happen. But if you have any phone call tonight or question about what we talked about, anything you want to add to conversation, you give us a call at 844 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And James, we're going to talk about some water filters in a minute, because people are asking me about water filters all the time, and most of them want to have the stainless steel containers that they come in, but I'm having a hard time even finding them, because the company I always got them from, the Berkey water filter company, has a hard time getting them. They can't seem to get them in stock. They just can't keep up with the demand. So that's sad, but it is what it is. But also, folks, it's hard to even get filters to replace the filters in the Berkey filters now, because they're having a hard time getting those also. Now, picking on Berkey, it's not their fault. This so-called pandemic kicked everything in the head economically, and then with the Berkeys, it did a hard job on them trying to get supplies in. But now James has filters that will work in any stainless steel Berkey or any stainless steel filter at all. It'll work in them, and does one filter will do the job of two filters that the Berkey offers. And James, I want you to share very quickly with the folks what it is you offer them, because I can't recommend highly enough that people need to have water. That's the most important thing they got to have. If they don't have water, they're going to last 4 or 5 days. Would you mind sharing with them what you available?
Okay, I'll try and make this simple as possible. The filter I offer is my own name brand filter. It's the latest technology. It's light years ahead of anything else. It's all in one. In other words, you do not need any add-on filters for arsenic or fluoride or any other add-on filters. So it's all in one. And these will fit in any of the stainless steel gravity filters that have been produced since the year 2000. And there's many different brand names. And so they all have the same hole size. And so anyway, Pastor Butch will take your orders. So I'll try and make this simple. You get a 4-pack for $169. That includes shipping. That's shipping to the 50 states. Or if you want a 10-pack, it's $359. And that includes shipping also. So I'll just make that simple. Now, if you want to make your own, buy your own plastic containers, we sell a kit that comes with a spigot. So simply add $20 to those two numbers I just gave you, and we'll include a spigot and ask for the make your own. So you go out, we send you the instructions, and you go out and you buy your own containers. We tell you what to buy, where to buy them, etc. And then you have to drill a couple holes. It's not difficult. And then you can make your own, especially if it's an emergency or up at the cabin or at a place to get away or something to travel with. You can buy containers any size you want. And so once again, 4-pack of the filter elements, $169. A 10-pack, $359. And you can call in to Pastor Butch. He'll take the order. Then he puts it in with me. And if you want the spigot, add $20 to those numbers, and we'll send you a beautiful stainless steel spigot and then the instructions on how to make your own water filter. And Pastor Butch was asking me off air about the stainless steel containers. I can get them, but my minimum order is thousands at a time. And so it's just not practical for me to put these. My main filter that I sell, by the way, is an MR5 whole house water filter. It's for the entire house. It's plumbed in at the point of entry of water. And these are like $2,500 for a MR5, the UV filter, and an extra pack of filters. So they're a bit expensive, but we have those also there in stock in case. And also, if you don't remember this, just call Pastor Butch. He'll pass you on to me, and I'll explain all of this, and then you can put your order in with Pastor Butch. And his phone call, his phone number there. So I can explain to you the process and everything. But basically, I think most people are interested in the replacement filter elements that go in the gravity feed stainless steel water filters that, have many, many makes and models over the past 20 years. This will fit all of them. So just once again, $169 for a 4-pack. $359 for a 10-pack. Add $20 if you want the stainless steel spigot to make your own.
That, folks, that is a wonderful deal. I mean, it really is. I can tell you, there's nobody on the hook that match that price for the filters at all. And I say, you call us at the office and tell us what you want. Use a credit card, debit card, or get the price and send us a check, money order. We don't care. We will see that you get the filters that you want because everyone needs water, period. There's no way around it, folks. You can do it without food for a few days for sure, but you can't do it without water for very long, and not long at all. Let's take a phone call because we've got a second here to do that. Let's talk to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Butch.
You're welcome.
I have a question for our guest. He says he's a nuclear physicist. The question I have, and he may even know the answer to this because I asked someone else who knew about this kind of stuff and didn't. In the event of an EMF attack on this country and the power grids are completely taken down, the nuclear power plants, which we have 122 of them in this country, will they go into meltdown mode?
This is a big problem because they don't. A nuclear power plant, you cannot just shut down quickly. So the power is continually generating, and that's a huge problem. What the nuclear power plants do is they provide the baseline of power, and then on top of that, they add maybe a natural gas or diesel or something like that can be shut down, just like taking your foot off the gas in a car. They can be powered down, but a nuclear power plant cannot be powered down. And then when it keeps running, but doesn't have any place to put the power, it's going to be a major problem. Yes, absolutely. Good point.
Well,
okay.
You know, that happened.
Remember the Northeast power outage? It was back 10, 15 years ago, remember? There was issue.
Yes.
Nine nuclear power plants on the east coast of the United States shut down, and it was a bad situation. Everyone bad, but they were able to control it. But what happened is that surge, people's automobiles blew out, the electricity in their automobiles, toasters, record players, CD players, televisions, computers. There was a tremendous surge that took out all of these electronics all over the Northeast. And that was part of it. It's a complicated situation. Not enough time to explain it on the air, but absolutely, if the grid goes down, these nuclear power plants, and the secondary effect is they cool the spent fuel rods that they have been using. That cooling has to continue because if not, they're going to go into meltdown, and we're going to have a huge nuclear disaster in this country. So absolutely, major problem, and one of the things that Russia has the capability of doing, and that is, they said, if the United States or Great Britain enters the Ukraine with military equipment, Russia has many different things, including EMP, to break down the grid system in the U.S., and without electricity, nothing is going to move in the United States, including pumping gas, nothing. Propane, natural gas,
water systems
stop because it needs electricity.
Water systems will shut down everything.
Coolers, grocery stores, everything will shut down.
Okay, would that be part of also? You mentioned Russia. Would that be part of also what they call the Russian dead hand?
I've not heard that term, but I'm not familiar with that term. But I'm familiar with what Russia has stated they have the capability of doing, and they have, and there's no defense. There's nothing defensive in the United States that can deter this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The people running around talking about entering the Ukraine are crazy. They're absolutely nuts. They don't know what they're dealing with. Or maybe they do, and they want a war. It's the only other option.
Yes. Okay, Joe, what else?
Well, I was going to mention to him the Russian dead hand is that it's a system designed that if Russia nuclear system cannot contact anybody, it would automatically release their nuclear power force.
Oh, okay.
On its own. It's through the artificial intelligence of the computers.
I had not heard that. I did not know about that. I didn't. That's new to me. Do you understand what that is, James?
I the phone was breaking up, so I really didn't hear him.
He said if for some reason Russia loses contact with what's going on, the system itself will just automatically release the nukes on the world. It's called the Russian dead hand. Okay, so then nobody can flip the switch physically. The computer does, I guess, automatically.
Yeah. Well, the computer goes searching for certain individuals, and if it can't find those certain individuals, then it assumes that they've been attacked nuclearized, and then the system will automatically kick in and release the nuclear missiles.
That's kind of scary.
Scary. That's scary, yeah.
Yes, it is.
But thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, so I'll see you Saturday, Joe. Lord willing. But, you know, this is scary. And, folks, no one understands what the outcome can be. Oh, we may have some ideas. You've seen tests done with nuclear systems. You've seen what it can do, what the aftermath could be. We saw what happened in Japan after World War II, during World War II, when they had already surrendered. We bombed them anyway because they wouldn't try the weapons out. And as the Pope said this, I just read it today on the air, on Melody's program, that's why they have wars, to try out weapon systems. I'm not making it up. That's what he said, and he's right. They have wars, they try out the weapon systems, make sure they're going to work and how effective they are. So, yeah, that's why they went ahead and bombed Japan after they'd surrendered. But nonetheless, we have no idea as a people what that's going to mean to the world. But even here in America, we're so spoiled and so lazy. We just think everything can't go wrong here, but we're idiots. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's something about the BlackRock.
Mm-hmm.
That don't sound logical. I don't think that's their name, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it very well could not be. We know they're kind of, we'll say, under the cover, so to speak, and they do things their own way. We know that, yes.
How about Brown and Root or Halliburton be more exact name for them? Because they went underground right after that. When they drilled into a volcano out there in Gulf of Mexico about 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's just hard to say, Mick, that these people are gaining so much power through our ignorance, the world's ignorance. And now that people are starting to wake up some, they've got to do something to get us back in the cage. And a world war, especially a nuclear war, oh boy, that would tame us down a little bit.
Now, here's something. Some people keep forgetting about Area 51. Now, who has the nastiest weapons on this planet? Not Russia or China. America does. They're playing the left-right paradigm. You know, like chess? That's all it is. A ruse.
That could be very true, and I'm not going to say it isn't, but I just can't see a holy God bless this nation under any circumstances for what we've done in this country in the last 50 years. I just can't see it happening.
Yeah, you know why I'm saying that?
What's that?
Those three comets, 1986, 1996, 1997.
Okay.
They both comets are what? The death knell for the Aviat, how do you say it? Professor Dave knew what I'm talking about. The non-Israelites who was aimed at.
Okay. Well, again, only time's going to tell, but I tell you what, Mick, no matter what happens, if we go to war, nobody's really going to win it, if you know what I mean.
I know.
And you know, that's one thing about war.
There are no winners.
Somebody just maybe loses less, but they all lose. That's all there is to it. And there's no other way around that. I wish there were, but there's not. Thanks for calling, Mick. I appreciate it. Good points. Thank you. Any comments on those points, James?
Well, in a nuclear exchange or any kind of exchange, the United States has no ability to wage a war in Eastern Europe, on the edge of Asia. trying to move equipment. There's no way to bring in oceans. It all has to cross land for great distances, and it's simply not going to happen. Anybody that's imagining somehow there's no sea routes into this area. They've been completely blocked off. Turkey has completely blocked off the Black Sea. Nobody can come in or out. So there's no way to bring in heavy equipment in large numbers, or troops. It's simply not going to happen. And so trying to send equipment there is only going to prolong what's going on and make it worse.
Well, that's
in
that,
fact
that's
the whole reason Russia is in Western Ukraine. The only reason Russia is in Western Ukraine is because of the U.S. military presence in those areas.
And not only that, but Ukraine have been at war against part of its own nation for about 8 years. That what part of it wouldn't go back into Russia, they wouldn't let it without a war, and they've been fighting for 8 years, folks. Believe me, this is not lily white for our side. Let's go to David in Massachusetts. David, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah. One of the things you're speaking about Russia and the Ukraine, if the Crimea should be returned to anybody, it should be Tatarstan, because that's who it was before, you know, Russia conquered it from the Ottoman Turks. But that's not the point I really want to make. Is, you know, I keep hearing about, oh, this Supreme Court briefing. Oh, it's got overturned Roe versus Wade. And already you have, you know, the Luciferian leftist loony bins, you know, already saying, oh, we're going to storm the Supreme Court, burn the Supreme Court to the ground. Ooh, and I'm thinking, this reminds me of 2 years ago with Lloyd George with the, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, and they had all those, what, 2 months of peaceful protests where they beat people up, you know, looted
and burnt things up.
I think that's what they're going to, that's what they're trying to provoke with this, and I think that could also be a factor in Russia attacking, just like, you know, it'll start with an internal revolution in America caused by the communists, and Russia and China would attack.
Well, you know, Dmitry Dubin prophesied. Dmitry Dubin prophesied back in the 90s that we would go to the Civil War and be attacked from Russia, China, and other nations.
Yeah.
But you can be very right. Go ahead, James.
Well, we're heading into summertime, and so I mean now we're heading into summertime, and so now is the time when riots generally happen. So to foment this at this time. This is not an accident.
No, it's
and,
not.
The idea that this was somehow leaked from the Supreme Court, this is not an accident. This is all on purpose.
Good point. Very good point. Anything else, David?
No. As I say, that really isn't anything as such a thing as an accident or a mere coincidence anymore, if there ever was in the first place.
I agree. I totally agree. Thanks for the call, David. Good point. I tell you what, I got some highly intelligent callers out there. I truly do. I'm blessed they listen to an old dumb hillbilly like me in the first place. But anyway, if folks, you have time to call if you want to hurry. You run out of time, but very quickly, 844-769-2944. And if you need replacements for any stainless steel system, water filter system, give us a call here at the ministry tomorrow at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. We would love to help you if we can. And I know we can get the filters for you. That they're, if they're ordered tomorrow, they'll be shipped Friday. That's just how quick they go out. You don't have to wait for them forever. They'll be out and on the way to you overnight, basically. The next day it's going out. So you understand that, folks. Unless it's a Friday night, it'll be Monday. But so please don't hesitate. You need a water filter system. And he'll send you instructions for $20 more with a spigot on how to build your own. And listen, anything is better than nothing. When you're thirsty, you're thirsty. You can't go without water for very long at all. So don't put yourself through that worry. Go ahead and prepare yourself for what's coming as best you can and trust the rest to God. That's all he can do. I'm not able to do everything I want to do. I don't have that kind of money. But I've done what I can do and I put the rest in the Lord's hands, folks. I'm not going to sit idly by and let these things happen and not try to stop it and prepare my family, at least take care of my wife and my children if I need to, because that's what I'm here for. We're down about the last 3 minutes, James. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, just to repeat, these filters we have in stock, as you said, if they put in an order, they go out the next day. As soon as we see the order, they go out. So We have these in stock. We will continue to have them in stock. Also, if people are interested in a whole house water filter, they're more expensive, and that filters the hot and cold water in the house. But also, one of the biggest inputs of pollution into your body is when you take a shower during the, your daily shower.
Yes, it
goes into your skin, it goes right into your bloodstream, into your cells. Or you breathe in that vapor, it goes right into your lungs. It's not filtered. It goes right into your bloodstream and into your cells. And so I promote the whole house water filter. It's not a water softener. It's a broad-spectrum water filter. But if you wanted more information, just contact Pastor Butch, and we'll get you more information on that. Or minimally, at least get the gravity water filters. If you don't have a container, we'll, for $20 extra, we send you that spigot and the instructions on how to make your own. Go out and buy the plastic containers. And by the way, plastic containers today are much better than they used to be. The food-grade plastic containers are very good as far as not leaching chemicals into the water, etc. So it's, like Pastor Butch says, better than nothing. And nothing
is
not very good today to not have
it
water protection.
Is. Well, folks, you call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Order the filters, 4-pack, 10-pack, whatever you want to do. If you want to have instructions on how to build your own water filter and a spigot for it, $20 more will get it for you. And that's the best we can do. And James, we only got about 1 minute left, and I want to thank you for all that you do. I know we take you for granted. We don't mean to, but you're there, and you take care of things, and we used to assume that you're going to be there for a long time. We ought not do that, so I want to apologize that we take you for granted when we shouldn't probably, but thanks for being there for us.
Well, not a problem. Okay. I've been here a long time, and I'm health-wise, I'm doing very good. Yeah, I appreciate the consideration, and I work, I'm up there in years, but I work every day because it's very necessary. It's necessary to keep all of this going, so not a problem. I'm very happy to do it.
Well, I appreciate you very much, and Lord willing, I'll talk to you again in the very near future. And again, folks, give us a call tomorrow, order what you want, if you need anything from us at all. And James, you have a great few weeks, and I'll get back with you. We're going to do another program, I'm sure, sometime in June. Just keep your powder dry and your head down, because I think we're going to maybe go to live fire pretty soon. What do you think?
Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon, folks. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. God bless you, James. And I'll see you in the office tomorrow, folks. Give us a call. Let's chat a while tomorrow and talk about what's going on. See you there. Good night. Satan's army's come to kill. This is
war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.